Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
La 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 la.
Hi everyone, it's your girl Voller, and I'm here again. Thank you so much for your support. I'm really grateful for the clicks and the podcast, and thanks for listening. Yeah, it's been a long time, but you're welcome to a new brand episode. So normally I always gist you about something that happened. This is Authentic Moments with Dr. Bala, so expect it to be authentic. So as I normally gist about things that occur in my life, so I will just go quickly and brief you. I've actually wanted to do this podcast since last week, but a lot of things happened. I fell sick. I received a beautiful gift from my boyfriend. That actually is a very beautiful gift. So it's a beautiful duvet. And we actually ordered it from somebody online. And when I got the present, I was so happy because it's like one of the most beautiful duvets I've ever seen, although I chose it. But I was actually happy to have it because, you know, it's been cold and like this weather is really weather for tea and maybe for two. But as I do not have my second, okay, even if I had him, yeah, it's not like we'll be. Okay, anyways, let me not go into the details of my personal life. But anyways, it's a weather that you need actually to keep warm. And so he got me a duvet. Thanks to him, such a sweetheart. And I started using this duvet like first day, second day. And all of a sudden, one evening like that, I just felt something bite me at my back. And I was like, what? What was that? And I thought, okay, maybe a mosquito. But it was so painful and it got swollen immediately. Then on the bed, like during the night when I was like chatting with my boyfriend, I just realized something again bit me. This time I had to think, like, and I think prior to that time, he told me the lady personally made the duvet at home. So 1 + 1, I was just like, oh my, am I thinking what I'm thinking? Like, this thing's biting me could actually be ticks or bed bugs or whatever. And I was so alarmed. I started checking and actually I saw a lot of them on my bed hiding under the duvet. And I was like, oh my good Lord. Like it was a very terrifying moment. I actually thought at first that they were ticks. So, you know, how ticks walk around and they've already planted themselves in different parts of the person's body. And I was really so scared. I started killing some that I could kill. Before I knew it, the ticks were like, they started showing themselves more. I started feeling them moving around my face, biting me here and there. It was like one of the bewildering moments of my life, sincerely speaking. I started wondering like, what was happening? I was wondering like, what was happening to me? That night I really didn't sleep well. Like I was up all through the night and I was in fear and I was wondering what's up, what's this, what's happening. The next morning like this, I couldn't wait. I just, you know, carried all of the bed sheet, the pillow, the duvet and got, you know, bread out. Finally, when I got to wash it with the washing machine, I realized that there were, you know, what I was seeing was not even the original picture. Like there were like there were millions of these tiny little creatures inside the duvet eating there. And I've not even used the bed sheet. So even when I washed the bed sheet and the pillowcase, I realized like it was full of all this. And I was like, wow, it's something meant to be very new. It was sealed and packed and brought to my place. So I felt like it was a very new material. So like, why wash the duvet? Like it's a thick duvet, you know, why wash something very neat and kept, you know? And I learned my lesson in a bitter way. So anyways, I used drugs because I actually thought it was sticks. I started having body pains and different things like that. I think I actually fell sick. I used antibiotics, pain relievers, and all that and all that. So it was really a bad moment for me. All through the week, I was really hysterical about, you know, trying to check through my hair if they were there, you know, removing things, washing my hair with hot water. Even I washed the duvet for, I think, 2 days, and with hot water also, I later realized there were bed bugs. Actually, how did bed bugs get into that? Anyways, I dried it under the sun, although there was no sun really because we're in the rainy season, but I had to, you know, be watching the sun and running out to dry it when once there was sun. And yeah, it's been a very, very hilarious week. Looking back now, it's hilarious. Like, but before, let me tell you, it was a crazy one. Like, I was almost going gaga and I had to spray everywhere. I had to fumigate. Like, oh my, it was a bad experience. And I actually wondered, like, I don't know if any other person had ever faced that, you know, buying something with your own money and then getting a gift that is actually very expensive and good, and then you see that it's not what you expected, like, that was packaged. Like, my own duvet was packaged with bed bugs, lots of it, and like, who would have imagined that? So I think sometimes online market is good, but online market actually could be very, 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 very dangerous to us. Like, if we are not careful, actually, we could actually risk a lot. And I think the accountability that comes with online marketers, like those people who sell things, who make things online, there's so much, how will I say, there's so much wrong occurring in the online market that people can't really call them out, because, you know, the lady just gave this kind of apology, like apologia, and she was just like, wow, this has never happened to me before. Like, oh my, I'm so sorry for that. I'm so sorry for making you fumigate everywhere. And I'm like, so that's all? Like, like, that's all you're gonna say? Like, not even a call, just a message? And for me, I was really very, very brutalized actually from the event, because man, my skin was damaged in a way, and I had to actually go through a lot of medications. I hate medications, even as a doctor, I hate it. So for me, I felt like that was simple. That was just a simple apology. Like, as a doctor, if I misdiagnose a patient and mistreat a patient, I could actually I could actually face legal actions for that. Like, whatever damage that occurs to that patient, if found that it is due to my lackadaisical care, I would face a lot of, you know, panel and different things could happen even to my license. But for someone who sells to me, it's like, sorry, take care next time. And that's all. And that's all. Like, that's all. And you wonder, like, what if other people, like, other people that could actually, for example, this duvet thing happened. What if, I really became, like, very, very ill from the scenario, and maybe I have, I'm not saying I have high blood pressure, but I have high blood pressure issues or maybe anxiety disorders, and I become even more anxious or even fall into more hypertensive crisis, like, due to that. And maybe something I'll call, and okay, I'm thinking too fast, right, and too bad, because I'm a doctor, we think of the worst sometimes, and then a cardiac arrest or something like that. All that person expects you to get is sorry, and I feel like it's not really good. I've had different experiences with online marketers. Like, everybody is almost selling something online, so I feel like the accountability is not much. Like, they cannot really be not really, like, punished, but, you know, face the repercussion of what is done. Like, before you send out a duvet out, like, you should be sure that it is the best quality you're sending out. Best quality meaning in terms of what you have actually showed online. And also, that it wouldn't cause any harm to your customer. Like, if someone needs a duvet to find comfort in, like, you know, a beautiful duvet to sleep in and cuddle and all that, not a duvet to cause you more issues in your life, like more trouble, more pain. Like, for me, I felt that was really bad. Sincerely, I had another experience. I just remembered I ordered a soap and some things from an online marketer like that, and online seller, and it was skin products of like almost 10,000 naira. And then she was to deliver. I paid for delivery that was like almost 12,500 naira altogether. And then they were to send it to an address, but I couldn't get to Lagos at that point. And I was okay. I was like, I'll go and pick it up from the address. And then they sent it to another address. I gave one address and they sent it to another address, a very far address. And she's like, there's nothing she can do. I should go and get it there. And I'm like, wait, I paid you for delivery to Lagos State. It's not like you're delivering to my address, but you're delivering to a bus pack. And I gave you a bus pack that is closer to where I work, that is comfortable for me, and you're telling me I should go and get it there. That if I don't get it there, if they send it back, she's not sending it again, and I'll lose my products and all that. And I'm like, wait, you're threatening me on top of this. Like, how is this customer service? And you know what? The person that was meant to deliver it to the place that they delivered it to didn't call me, didn't give me the address. Like, there was no substantial information. All of a sudden, she messages me that they've sent the product back. And I'm like, what? How did they send this product back? Like, so what am I going to do? She's like, she doesn't know. Is it I send another money for delivery? And I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, sending another 2.5 to you. And all of a sudden, this girl just blocks me on her account. And I'm like, wow. Like, wow. Like, are you serious? That's all. She blocked me. Even from calling her phone, she blocked me. And for her, like, she had already, you know, gotten rid of me, you know. Since it's not physical, I don't have a physical shop. I cannot really go there and, you know, take policemen to to arrest her or something. Like, I didn't get my goods. I didn't get my money back. I didn't get anything. I was not refunded. Like, I was not refunded. And I was like, wow. Like, what was that? So for me, I feel like it's easy to swindle people. It's easy to deceive people. It's easy to hurt people when there's no accountability due to the online market. I'm saying this so we'll be cautious and we'll be careful whatever we're buying, whatever we need to get. We need to be cautious that, like, this material or this person I want to buy this thing from is legit, and, you know, get to, you know, ask other people. If there are no positive reviews, just know you're putting yourself in a great risk by actually patronizing the person. Like, and I also wanted to mention also, if you are a business person, you should be cautious about your brand. You should be cautious about what you put out there. Like, just one sale can really disrupt 100 more sales. Like, it matters what you put out there. Don't just think, oh, because of that person, it's just one customer. Like, to all with her, like, whatever. But you put out one product that is bad or substandard or, you know, not up to quality, and you have a very unhappy customer, very, very unhappy customer, be sure that that unhappy customer could actually deter many more customers, hopeful customers, from that person. So this is how marketing works. One person can bring one person that will bring two more people, that will bring one more person, that will bring four more people. That's how it is. And before you know it, your market expands. It's not it's not only by, you know, those ones who know you, who need your service, that will keep calling you. It's about you expanding. So you should be cautious and careful and be determined with the kind of quality you put out there. Whatever thing you do, you are doing, content, whatever thing you're making, like, be sure that you make the best and you give out the best and you sell the best. Especially when people are actually paying for these services, it's not as though they are begging for the services. They are fully paying at the price that you are putting down, at the price that you are agreeing to. So it should be something that they should receive the quality of what they pay for. In business, it's not like your customer will now end up begging you to deliver, begging you to do things for them when they have already paid for that service. I feel like it is really very awful of your market. It's awful of your brand. And that kills brands even more. Like, for example, sometimes I do this online Instagram post where I don't video myself singing. I feel like I don't know. I feel like I may not look so good while singing. So I just tend to, just put on the camera, place it somewhere, maybe on an object in my room, maybe on my bed sheets, on the wall, or something like that. And so it happened while I was singing that last week. I placed the camera to face the duvet. So I sang, and, you know, some people saw the duvet, and some people actually showed interest. They were just like, ah, it's fine. Some people commented, and someone showed interest and really wanted to get the duvet. And I was happy, I really love supporting small businesses, and I really love supporting people who actually are entrepreneurs and they're making this thing by themselves and all that. Like, they're starting up small. I really love that. So I don't really know the person who sold it to me personally, but I felt like, man, she sold something good, something beautiful. Why not give the person the number that was needed? So that was before we realized, of course, that there were bed bugs there. So I gave the guy the number, and she even wrote me after, and she was like, my friend has not contacted me. And I'm like, don't worry, I've given the person the number, and the person will surely contact you. So I even wrote her before she wrote me that the person has not contacted her. I wrote her that there was someone who was actually interested in the duvet and would love to buy it. So for me, you know, this word-to-word referral thing, it's something good, because people need referral. Like, I would be so joyous if someone refers somebody to Authentic Moments with Dr. Baller, and, you know, refer them to this podcast. I'll be more than joyous. Like, thank you so much. God bless you. So, I referred that person to her. And afterwards, after the whole thing, that didn't pay me. The whole scenario didn't pay me. You know, I was giving up excuses for, although I was pained actually at different points, you know, it was it was increasing the pain. The threshold of the pain was like, oh, 5, I can still take it, 6, 7. So at the point it got to 10 that I was really mad, and we didn't even want to tell her at first, because I really felt like she may be discouraged, and, you know, maybe this was just a one-time thing, so she doesn't get discouraged. But I was thinking, what if this occurs to another person? Because I had to go and sleep on my mom's bed some nights because I had to leave my own room and fumigate it and over-fumigate it. And at a point, even actually, I don't know how the bed bugs, maybe they were in my clothes or the ones that fell off from my skin. I don't know, but, or maybe in my hair, I don't know. It went also and, you know, beat my mom because of I slept on her bed for a while. And, you know, I felt so bad, you know, like, come on, this is even affecting my own mother. And that was, I think that was the the broom part for me, that was like the ultimate part. I was like, nah, I can't do this. I can't take this anymore. And my mom also had to fumigate our room, and we ended up fumigating the whole house. So I felt like, nah, I can't take this. Like, this girl has to know. And then we told her, and you know, I was so shocked at how she just took it as though it's something normal. Like, you know, sorry for making you fumigate your house. Like, seriously, you're not saying sorry for sending me a duvet full of bugs or something like that, or you know, trying to explain even how bugs got into it, but you're just saying sorry for making me fumigate my house. Like, anyways, I wouldn't say any bad words. So for me, I think at that point when the pain was over much, I really didn't even care anymore. And I think it was after the apologia, I was just like, man, thinking about this, I've already suggested to somebody else to go get a duvet. What if this person ends up with the same story and the person doesn't even know about my own story? And due to the fact that the person saw the duvet from me, this person went to go and get the duvet from her. And the same thing happens to the person. And I was like, no, do you know what? I'm going to tell the person. So I told the person, and the person was like, oh, wow, thank you so much for saving my life. Because the guy was like, man, actually, of recent, I actually also had a battle with bed bugs personally, and I had to, like, it was a big fight with bed bugs. Like, so sharing the story, I felt like, wow, just imagine if I didn't tell him and such a thing occurred to him also. That would be a very bad experience for him. So I was like, back to my story of one customer can bring many more customers. Like, don't overlook that, because the guy was like, I was about to contact her the next day. So even just because of your product is not in a physical store where, you know, people can just badge in a return and demand for their money, and they could track you down and, you know, ask you, like, you know, get even one-on-one with you, I think just because of it's online doesn't mean that you treat it in a lackadaisical way. That doesn't mean you shouldn't take responsibility for what you put out there. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be responsible enough to ensure that you put out the best quality out there. If it's a production you're making, whatever you're doing, not only for yourself, but also for the brand that you're making. Because what is the essence of selling the vase that has bed bugs? What is the essence of, for example, for those ones who are YouTube content creators, of making a YouTube video in a very dark room, like a very dark room where they can barely see you and the quality is low? What's the essence? Like, it's better you make it during when the light is shining through and all that. Like, what's the essence also of making, if I'm making this podcast and all noises are there, drums clanking in the back, whatever, screeching sounds, this, that, like, if continuously the products you get from me is bad, would you come back? Like, I left the introduction that was there to my podcast. It was the lowest of the lowest quality, but I left it there as a reminder. Because of what I was sure I was going to improve, no matter what, I would watch YouTube videos, I would do what it takes to improve my audio. Like, and that's it. Like, whatever you're doing, try to make it the best. And even if you mess up, own up to it. You know, own up to your mistakes, own up to the fact that you've messed up. Let people, there's nothing bad in, you know, putting out a very good apology message about the fact that you've messed up. Sincerely, it makes your customer understand that they can actually trust you. But if they see you do not care about their own well-being, about their own, about their own comfort, they wouldn't take you serious at all. They wouldn't take you serious. So if you, for example,
They were expecting the A from you and you delivered C. And they're not happy. It's not by saying, oh, you guys are being too choosy or sorry for making you unhappy or something like that. It's about owning up to really, yeah, I didn't do as expected. I didn't do much as expected, but I'll try my best. What do you think I could do better? Like, how better can I serve you? But there's sometimes that even you know what to do already. It's so evident how you can serve them better. Then do it. Tell them, oh, I'll ensure I go through this. Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? I'm so sorry for this. Please just let me fix this. Okay, maybe you should send this thing back so I can give you a new one. Like, you know, different ways, like different ways you can actually make things better by yourself. Pardon my choir, Benet. I don't know. I was still trying to edit it, but in case you hear some beautiful birds chirping underneath, they're my choir. It's like a background noise. Take it. It's a peaceful one. So, as I was saying, so this is for content creators. This is for producers. This is for marketers. Whatever you do, do your best. For me, I think it's Ecclesiastes that's always in my mind whenever I remember that whatever you do, do your best. Make sure you put your whole mind, your whole soul, your whole strength, and ensure you deliver with your best. Let me read it as it said. From the Book of Wisdom, which is the Bible. I think it's Ecclesiastes. So here's it. It says, it's actually in Ecclesiastes 9. And it says, verse 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave where you go. And that's the truth we all go to. The grave one day, we'll all die one day. And it says, while we live, whatever we do, whatever our hands find to do, we should do it with our might. We should do it as though our life depends on it. We should do it with everything we got. Because there's no work, no device, no knowledge or wisdom. So whatever we do, we should do our best. That's my own conclusion. Whatever you're doing offline, online, and just because of it's online doesn't mean that you shouldn't be the best you're offering. Just because of it's online doesn't mean that, because people can't really hold you so accountable, doesn't mean that you shouldn't ensure you do your best. Because, man, there's God. Some people call it karma, but there's God who would actually repay for whatever we do. And let's all have it in mind. Like, we wouldn't really love to be given something substandard, especially when people pay for it. So why should we give out substandard things to other people? And also, we should also watch out for people who are not in this category of giving out substandard things. But if you're the type that you sometimes consume things or buy things or use things that are being sold online, you should also watch. Be watchful, because people just need to get money, and they want to just sell something, and they don't really care about their listener, their customer, their client, their audience. They just want to dish out, even if what they're dishing out is full of worms and maggots. So just be careful what you feed in, what you allow into your space, what you allow into your, yeah, to your own environment. Yeah, be watchful of what you use your money to purchase. So yeah, like, those ones who know me know that this is not the topic I wanted to discuss for today. But I guess I'll make another podcast right now for that purpose of what I wanted to discuss. Actually, you can click the next podcast episode if you're interested.
I want to talk about body sizes and body shaming also. So thank you all for listening all through this period, and I hope you learned something. Yeah. And I hope you laughed through. So yeah, I'm better now, and yeah, I've actually brought in the duvet, and I'm actually sleeping with it, with the bedsheet and pillowcase, because it's actually a beautiful gift from my dear sweetheart, my dear boyfriend. And even my past experience doesn't mean that I wouldn't appreciate it. It's more like they say, glory after pain. So have a beautiful time, and God bless you. Love you all. Yeah, do share and subscribe.
My people say they fear too much. We fear for the thing we know see. We fear for the air around us. We fear to fight for freedom. We fear to fight for liberty. We fear to fight for justice. We fear to fight for happiness. We always get reason to fear. We no one die, we no one wound, we no one quench, we no one go. I get one child, my mother for house, my party for house. I won't build a house, I don't build a house. I no one quench, I won't enjoy, I no one go. So policeman go slap your face, you no go talk. Army man go weep your yash, you go they look like donkey. Rhodesia, they do them own, our leaders they have for nothing. South Africa, they do them own. Them live sorrow, tears and blood.